Kia ora, I'm Benny Salvador, and I'm here to play you my new Gumboot EP.
Last time we spoke with you on Totally Wired was this time last year. What have you been up to since releasing your last EP, Napoleon Rass?
So this time last year, I went travelling for a little bit. I was working at a recording studio for a little bit, which was quite fun, working in Berlin at brewery studios. So I went over there for a good little bit and then came home for the summer. But yeah, just enjoying being back home now after a trip away last year, being with the fam and the pets. I was staying in Berlin at the time, and there was a Juno 60 at the studio I was working at, and I started recording some of that because they would let me work after hours, and so I could stay in the studio and make beats as long as I locked up and made sure it was all nice and tidy. So I'd stay up all night and make beats in the studio.
How was it that you got looped in with the studio?
I don't know, it started because I went over to Japan for a release I did, and I had met the owners of the studio there, and they were like, "Oh, would you like to come and like internship with me?" And so I just wanted to learn how to perfect my recording process, learn more tricks. And Eric Brower, the brewery studios where I was working at, they all quite professional on like tape machines and old recording techniques, I guess. So I was learning lots of that, which was really fun. First and last track were the ones I made over there. When I first made them, I would put them on, and it was exactly the amount of time it took me to take from where I was staying to get to work. So I would put on those tracks, and it would take me like my little walk, and then get on the train, and get off the train, and then I was at work. And generally, that was by the time the tracks were finished.
So those first and last tracks were made while you were over in Berlin. Where was it that you put together the other two here?
Just when I got home, just in my mum's basement, really. I just got home and I've got my little drum machine set up, had a little play. Yeah, and they were quite live because I just sort of recorded the master out of my drum machine, so I didn't really mix it much. But it was quite fun because I feel like nowadays with modern technology, all of those skills sort of cross over to other things, you know? Even if you're not using a machine for that said thing, you can do that on Ableton or whatever. First track, Juno 60, sort of seemed like the best opener for me. And then the last track, the first and last track that I made overseas was like, okay, this is a good first track and a good last track. And I was like, okay, I just want some clubby tunes in the middle. It's sort of, I mean, it's not drumless, but it's sort of, I like tracks that don't have kick drums, so I was trying to use the bass line as the kick drum. And just something about it, I think because they were such long form tunes, that one seems to stay in the same place. So it seems to be in a quite good opener.
Was there any reason why you went for exclusively long-form tracks on the CP?
It wasn't intentional. If I would have wanted to go back and trim them down, I could have, but I sort of thought about it for a while, but I don't know. I always get quite lost when I'm recording out of my machines, and I'll always end up doing my tracks far too long. I've got a cup of tea, and I'm making my beats, and then I just always seem to sit on the beat for longer than I should. Clumsy moment, I kept on stubbing my toe, and I stubbed my toe once and it was ended up with 6 stitches or something in my big toe from stumbling around the place. So yeah, I don't know, my names are pretty unintentional, but I've just sort of been messing around on sort of slightly new machines, or new to me machines, just sort of trying to learn them. I was just trying out Electron Syntax, and I bought this Octatrack a while back. I'm a bit of an Electron fanboy, and I bought this Octatrack, but it was, at the time, I was quite young, and I was probably, yeah, I don't know, I was probably 16 or something when I got it first. And to be honest, it sort of went over my head for a long time. It sort of felt like I needed a science degree or something to be able to figure out that machine, so. But then after I figured it out, it started opening up other pathways, processes and stuff. Learning the value of reading your manuals. And I was doing a live set with Corey maybe a few months back. I was just prepping songs in the machine to be able to play at that gig. And so that's when I sort of made that one. funny one. Like, there's this beautiful chasm called the Petuna Chasm down in Wellington that my mum and a group of her mates and myself, which was my mum's 50th, and we decided to go for a walk there and walked through this beautiful chasm down the river. It was insane. If you're ever down in the Wairarapa, I highly recommend making a trip to the chasm. But originally we called the track Gasm in the Chasm because that's what we were joking the whole time while we were walking through the chasm. We're like, oh my god, this is amazing, we're having a gasm in the chasm. And so that was the name of the track, and then I just shortened it down to Chasm. We'll be right back. it sort of felt nice and sort of like, sort of spooky, but also sort of like, I don't know, sort of ambient spooky vibes was giving me in parts of it. And also I was sort of trying to go for like some sort of samba sort of style dance music programming. Like programming the drums on my machine to sound like it's sort of like a samba rhythm. But yeah, I don't know, it was just, to me it just sort of sounded like it was the right last track.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Benny. You're tuned into Totally Wired on BFM. Love you guys. Bless up.